You may have noticed a trend here that most of these weekly 50 photos are outdoors. I like shooting in available light, and I find a lot of inspiration for taking photos out in nature. But every now and then, I come across some sort of photo opportunity inside that I think might be kind of interesting. This photo, this I call it Little Giraffe, I took it when I was putting my son to bed the other night, and I saw that his lamp in his room was just a little off kilter. And I kind of liked the image that this presented, not from a photographic standpoint, but just the image in my mind of a child's lamp that's not quite perfect. But the imperfections are what make this lamp unique and special, just like every child. It's the imperfections in our kids and in anybody really that makes people unique and special. Nobody's perfect, and if everyone were the same, it'd be a pretty boring place to live. And I that's kind of like a bumper sticker, maybe a poster on an elementary school wall, but it's true. I mean, it is our differences that make us unique and interesting and special. It reminds me of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, in which Paul talks about one body but many members, and each of us is created in God's image, but we have different qualities and characteristics that make us unique. I know I'm getting a little off track here. I'm not really talking about photography, but I think about this kind of stuff with my kids a lot because my kids, they're so special to me. And thinking about them makes me ponder issues of life and other things like that. So anyway, I got to thinking about this stuff when I was taking this photo. And let's get back to the photo itself here. There was one 40-watt bulb in this lamp. So it's not very bright. The light, the sun had already gone down. So the whole room was lit from just this one 40-watt bulb. If I pointed my camera directly at it, I was able to shoot at 1/90th of a second to reduce any shake, or at least most shake and motion blur that would happen from my hands moving the camera. ISO 200 so I could get really nice, rich colors, and f/2.8 for some subtle depth of field. And I had to play with the exposure a little bit because I did want that depth of field. If you look at the lamp is actually sitting on a placemat. The front of it is just a little out of focus, and the blanket off to the right that is it's actually in the foreground, it's just a little out of focus. I wanted that subtle depth of field, so I wanted to shoot at f/2.8, but I also wanted to have a low ISO. I shot this with my D200, which, as I've mentioned before on this on these weekly 50 photos, it doesn't handle anything beyond ISO 200 all that well. I mean, sure, it goes up to 400 just fine, even 800, but you start to lose out on some of the color detail and your photos get a little noisy and grainy. And so because of that, I wanted to shoot this at as low ISO as possible. So given that I wanted depth of field and ISO 200, in order to get a proper exposure, I then had to shoot at 1/90th of a second. It all worked out fine. And I'm very pleased with how the photo turned out from an exposure setting or from an exposure standpoint. I like the giraffes on the lampshade. And there's these two giraffes in the lampshade, and then there's this plush toy giraffe laying next to it. And I like that. It's kind of cool. It maybe ties the photo together or something. I don't know. I'm sure there's an artistic term for it that I just don't know. But I thought that it was kind of cool to have these three giraffes there. The framing of this was just a little tricky. I had to position myself to get the shot I wanted. But part of that involved which angle I had to decide how high or low I wanted to position myself in order to get the picture that I wanted. This dresser that these are on is only, I don't know, 3 feet high. And so I had to kneel down and then adjust my viewpoint accordingly to get the shot I wanted. And I tried a couple different shots. And in the end, this is the one I was happy with. But what I had to think about was, what do I want to emphasize? What do I want to draw the viewer to? Ideally, you'll notice the lampshade first, and then you might even see the wording that says little one, and then you'll start to take in more of the photo. Maybe you'll see the texture of the wall or the giraffe laying next to it. You can't really see his eyes, but you can see he's smiling, and maybe you'll notice the blanket and these other things. But I want to initially draw your eye to the lamp and the fact that it's off kilter, and clearly it's a child's lamp. And something about that was just a little endearing to me. And then start to notice other things as well. I had to do a little bit of work in post, mostly just adjusting the white balance and do a bit of cropping. I took this on auto white balance. And that's one of the nice things about RAW is there really isn't such a thing as white balance because you calculate it all afterwards. And the camera sort of does its best guess, but you can change it afterwards. Unlike JPEG, it's harder to change white balance afterwards, because it throws out a lot of the color data, and you're sort of left with what you have to work with. Anyway, because I shot this in RAW, I was able to adjust the white balance just fine. And I didn't want to raise the exposure too much. It was a little darker than this initially, but I didn't want to raise the exposure too much because it would ruin the effect of the photo. It wouldn't seem like a nighttime photo. I also had to act quickly because, as I said, I was putting my son to bed. So I didn't want to spend like 20 minutes taking pictures. I think he was already in bed at this point, and I literally just ran to the other room, grabbed my camera, came back, popped a few shots off, and put it aside because I don't want my son to think that my camera is more important than he is. So I just took a few quick photos, and then I was done with that. Overall, I'm pleased with it, and I like it from an indoor shot perspective. I might try more of these in the future, and it's kind of a cool little experiment to try. So hope you like it.